You're listening to the WP Tonic, WordPress and Tech, focused on building a successful business in WordPress aimed at the WordPress professional and power user. Join Jonathan Denwood and Kurt Von Annen as your host and co-host as we bring you great discussions from around the globe.
Welcome back, folks, to the WP Tonic Show. This is episode 988. This is going to be an internal show. We did have a guest, but for family reasons, they had to postpone. But hopefully, they're going to be joining us in the new year. But so, me and Kurt had a discussion, and we thought that we got guests coming up through the whole of January and December. But so, for that reason, we kind of do an end of year and look at some of the best guest interviews that we've had during 2025, and I think we've got a fantastic list. Should be a great show. So, Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, my name is Kurt Von Annen. I own an agency called Manana Nomas, and we do a lot of work directly with WP Tonic.
That's fantastic. And you, thanks for your being such a great co-host and friend. Before we go into the meat and potatoes of the show, I've got a message from some of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Just want to say I really appreciate Kinsta and Roback as being a couple of our major sponsors. Also, we've got some special offers from the major sponsors, plus a created list of best WordPress plugins and services aimed at the freelancer, power user, or small agency user. All this stuff's used by WP Tonic and Kurt, so we highly recommend it. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. What more could you ask for, my beloved WordPress tribe? Probably a lot more, but that's all you're going to get on that page. So, Kirk, I'll let you start off. You start with the number one interview.
Yeah. So it's very, very difficult to pick, like, so who are your top five? And so I was kind of curious before we do that, Jonathan, like what was the criteria for you to pick, like, what are your top five interviews?
Well, I think we've done a great job this year. I think the figures of downloads have been going up. I think you were surprised how many downloads I got for the two shows that you helped me with.
Yeah.
For niches, it's quite a considerable. And thank you so much, listeners, for staying with us. The actual shows have grown. We do the WP Tonic and the Membership Machine show, both me and Kurt, and they've both grown this year. But it's difficult. I think it's just had some emotional resonance with me, and I learned a little bit of insight with the discussions with these particular. I think in general we've had some good interviews in general. So it's very minor things, but it's kind of emotional resonance.
Yeah, it was the same for me. And so I just kind of wanted to kind of, you know, do a barometer check on this. We had so many great guests this last year that it's like we go, oh, how do you pick the top five? And so for me, it's, do I know them outside of the interview? Do I use their products? You know, there's different ties that bring people to the top of my list. And so one of the tops for me, and I think we interviewed, It was Jack Arturo, number 942. We interviewed him actually November of 24. So I hesitated to put it in this list because it was from 2024, but it was still like within the year. So I really appreciate the transparency and the brilliance that Jack brings to a conversation. That particular episode was one where you kind of slipped in a question about the politics of WordPress, and Jack didn't shy away or run from the answer or the question. He just dove in. And then if I remember correctly, I had to bail and do work with Lifter LMS, but you stayed and did bonus content with him. That was pretty spicy. That was good. And I just really appreciate when a guest comes to the interview, you know, ready to play. Like they kind of know most of the questions we're going to ask, but when you ask something that's off target, they don't run, they don't hide, he just came right to it. He was authentic and he was himself. And I really thought that was a fun interview.
Yeah, Jack, I've known Jack for a number of years. We're not close, but I think we're not friends. Well, I think he would see me as if he would take my call. He's built a fabulous business over the years with WP Fusion. I didn't know that he's totally self-taught. It kind of belittles me. I struggled as I had to give up development. I got burnt out mentally and I never found it easy. But he's a natural. Obviously, WP Fusion is a quality product.
Yeah.
And he's managed to build a strong company. And it gives him the kind of financial freedom that he's looking for. He actually wanted to talk about the politics. That's he before the show when we were exchanging. That's the main reason why he wanted to come on the show. Nice. And I'm fine with it because in prior years he had sponsored the show. In some ways, I'm a bit tired about the WordPress politics thing. I've always tried to be honest. I think also Matt Medeiros has always tried to be honest as well. But I've never attempted to make it really personal. I really disagree with some of the things that Matt Manwek has done. But he's a human being and he makes his own decisions. I haven't agreed with some of them and I think I've been honest. But on the other hand, I haven't trolled him.
No.
I haven't stalked him on X or whatever platform, making insulting personal attacks on him. I don't know if you agree with that or because we're friends, you can be honest with me. I just don't think the things I've said, other people have said that I'm depressive, I'm always negative. I don't think that's right.
No. I was actually just on a call today with other professionals in the space. And I said, you know, there's a lot of people at the top of the food chain right now that are like, you could talk to them one-on-one, you could have a conversation with them and they're completely normal, intelligent, kind, great people. Like we've had one-on-one conversations with Matt. I've had one-on-one conversations with Kevin and other people in the space. But sometimes when they post stuff online or make video online, it doesn't come from a positive perspective. And I don't think they're doing themselves favors in that regard.
No.
Let's move on.
Rob Rowling. We're not close friends, but I do see Rob as a friend. I've known him for years. His story and what he's achieved kind of keeps me motivated because this has been a dire period for me the last 3-4 months. Having him come back on the show and his story, you know, he's done amazingly well. I just wish I was a bit younger, but I still just got to try and build something. But I find his story amazing and what he's achieved. And he's so transparent about his story. Obviously, he hasn't shared everything. He's not going to because he's a personal individual, but he's very transparent. And I think in general, he's been very generous with people. Obviously, he's in the business to finance companies, but just strikes me, him and his wife just really strike me as really top quality people. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, I couldn't agree more. You and I have some overlap on favorites, and so I chose different ones. I knew Rob Walling was going to be on your list. I just knew Rob Walling was going to be on your list. But I've read his books. I've read his wife's books. And think about the this is something for entrepreneurs to like really sit and muddle over in their own heads. Think about the advantage of being an entrepreneur and having a partner like he has in his wife that's like a co-entrepreneur. Like they are holding hands, running into the sunset together. Like, I'm sure behind closed doors, things might not be so rosy all the time. But she is an entrepreneur in her own right. She's a published author. He's an author. It's really cool to see a team like that move forward. And to your point, whenever he's on the show, because he's been on more than once with me, transparent, answers questions, friendly, just a really great person. I couldn't agree with you more. He deserves to be at the top of the list for you.
Yeah, you brought something about his wife. She does her own podcast, The Zen. So I will make sure it's in the show notes. And this is quite personal. I listened to her podcast and she did a tribute. It wasn't this year, it's last year. She did a tribute for her brother. Unfortunately, her brother committed suicide. Mm. He had a history of some mental problems and he committed suicide in Wyoming, a state that he chose. He wasn't there constantly, but he always returned to Wyoming. It's not a sentimental tribute, but it's a very personal one. I thought I would bring that up because that had... Yeah. Over to you.
Well, my next one is one of the ladies on the list. We've interviewed some really great ladies in the last year, and I really love when Katie Keith comes on the round table. I think she's awesome too. But the one that jumped off the table to me this year as being like just a really fun interview was number 961. So show number 961. It was Kimberly Lapari. We had a nice conversation with her that was about, you know, the changing roles in agency ownership and running an agency. It was a more agency focused show. So I really enjoyed the conversation. And I know Kimberly from another group on Post Status, where we get together and do like an agency kind of chat once a month on Zoom with Post Status. And she's actually volunteered and run that call before. So her ability and her personality. You know what I mean? Like, I think so much success in the space running an agency. And I mean, sure, knowing technical stuff is valuable, but when you can also bring, you know, energy and lightness to a room when you show up, I think that's a huge value. And she's got that in spades.
Do I bring lightness and to the room?
Sometimes the lightness is a struggle, Jonathan.
At least you can have a joke with me.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it just...
I can be a bit dire, but I'm always up for a quick joke. You can't take the mickey out of me. Some of the people in the WordPress and in business, they're so pompous, aren't they?
Yeah, they take it too serious. And when you have a conversation with someone like Kimberly, she can be serious, but light and friendly and smile. And she brings another, I would say, a soft skill to the table, right? That's a soft skill. Her people skills, her interview skills, her communication skills, they're all top notch.
I've just noticed, Kirk, I've got my coffee, but all I've got is some hot water. I never put the...
never put the coffee in.
Well, we're going to half break. I will have to put some coffee in my hot water. Yeah, that's fantastic. A recent one, but I thought it was a fabulous discussion. And somebody very similar to Rob is Dustin Stout, the CEO of Magella.
Magella, sorry.
I thought just a fabulous discussion. And another person that was really facing a dark hour, and just, I thought the story he was telling is totally truthful. You know, he wasn't totally broke, but it wasn't looking good. And it's just, and I think Rob Rowling doesn't come from money. it comes from a, you know, everything he built, he did it himself. So I think they're two amazing entrepreneurs with great stories.
Well, it's a sign to other entrepreneurs that, you know, hey, you might feel like you're pushing a canoe upstream, but there are people in this space right now that are forging forward, that are finding success. And I've always, like, especially during the pandemic, you know, I don't know if you know this, Jonathan, I went live every day when the pandemic started. And my main message was, you got to find opportunities within the obstacles. I mean, every time something dire happens in society or economy or something, there's always a handful of people that somehow sit in a quiet space and think and strategize a way to find an opportunity within the obstacle. And I got to say, the more people talk about this current economy, the more I'm focused on what is the obstacle and what's the opportunity.
Yeah. On to your one.
Oh, I get to go again. I'm going to go with, I'm going to pull this one out now because I think it's kind of bouncing off that energy. That's number 983, Imran Sadiq.
Sadiq.
I love Imran Sadiq. His energy and, you know, I've seen some of his YouTube videos and stuff like that, but it's obvious that nobody is in his pocket. You know what I mean? Like when he talks about a subject, you're hearing from him. You're not hearing from his sponsor. And when he talks on these interviews, he's very forthright. He's got a high energy level. He's got a good sense of humor. He's just a fun.
Well, he's English, isn't he?
Yeah. And he's just a fun person. And maybe I get the whole, you know, away with the fairies and swings and roundabouts and horses and courses and things. Like I know some of the sayings, but, he's just a fun person. I every time he's on the show, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah. I don't, this crazy stuff, people, you know, they treat you like the devil if you make one statement that they don't agree with, don't they? I don't agree with it, all his statements. I do agree with some of the stuff he says. But it's a thing in WordPress, in the WordPress community, that you're marked as a traitor or something if you're not in their subgroup. It's the only thing that I find difficult about. And I'm sure other online communities or communities in general, it's just the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I find it, now me and Kurt, I'm much more left wing than Kurt is, but we have reasonable discussions. You know, Kirk's an expert at pointing out that I'm wrong about Canada. yeah, there we go. We go on to my... another interview that I really enjoyed, and Matthew Rance, and it will struggle with these names, but he's Heather's husband. I've known Heather for years. She's a friend. Matthew's a friend. You know, he's an expert on AI. That's what he does for a living with his consultancy. And he's doctorate and he's a true expert on AI. And as always, what do I know? But it never stopped me from challenging some of the things he was saying. But I think he took it in good light, didn't he? And I thought it was a pretty interesting discussion, but I don't know if you thought it was just boring, but what's your thoughts on this one?
It was a really good discussion, and it was really entertaining when you pushed back on him with his terminology on certain things. It was a fun interview, and I knew that he was going to be on your list, so it did not end up on mine. But
you could foretell who I was going to choose. I'm that easy to read, am I?
Yeah. Oh, I knew you'd like.
I'm
that.
A very simplistic man at heart, folks.
No, but a lot of our, you know, for months we asked guests, you know, what are some of the AI tools that you use, or what are, you know, how do you think AI is going to affect WordPress in the next 18 to 24 months, right? And so when we interview somebody that is an actual expert in the field, it just stands to reason they're going to be at the top of your list. They are, Matthew was super fun to have on the interview. And again, when you kind of gave him some pushback on some terms, that was entertaining. That was fun.
Yeah, it's the whole industry AI as an outsider. I've just listened to podcasts and stuff on YouTube, as we all do, folks. And it's just in the industry itself, in the subject, in academia, there's such a divergence of where we are with this. You know, what is the future of large learning models? Can they be scaled further to get dramatic improvements, or are we on a plateau? General intelligence, is that possible in the near future, or even possible in the medium long term? Super intelligence, is that just garbage, basically? You can listen and observe people that got extensive experience in the subject matter and the industry, and they would have dramatically different views on these fundamental issues. In some ways, I'm burnt out with AI, because we're going to do another podcast later on today and part of it, and I've been using some of it, and the time I've wasted using some of this stuff, trying to persuade it to do a landscape picture, and it refuses to do it. I think myself, but other stuff, I use it every day, and it's helped me out a lot. So I've got very diverse views about it myself. So in the practical side, where Matthew is a true expert on it, but I thought, and it was a respectful discussion, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Even though we got different view, well, I wasn't sure. I don't know. Have you done two or three of your own guests?
I've done three.
You've done three, and I'm on my third. So we've got a bit of time, about 4 minutes before we need to go to half break. What did you think? What do you think he was really saying when he was coming back with my statements?
In the interview about AI?
Yes.
I tend to think that he, and I'm putting words in his mouth now at this point, from memory, I think he's one of these people that really believe that AI is going to go to the next step. It's going to have general intelligence. It's going to be able to reason. And there's people that freak out, like when there's a new version of ChatGPT coming out, the old version tries to copy clone itself and hide a copy somewhere. Like, people go, oh, it's trying to protect itself. That's a sign of real feelings and intelligence. But I think he, again, maybe words in his mouth, but I think he's one of these folks that believes that it's possible for artificial intelligence to really be intelligent and have feelings and emotion and wisdom, the way that we think about, human wisdom. But I'm not really in that camp.
Well, I'm not, but it's totally possible. But I think where we diversified or went different paths is, I don't think large learning models can do that. I think there's various strains of AI research around different technologies that do promise.
Yeah.
But I don't think that, this is just my personal view, what I've listened over the last year and a half, almost 2 years, I don't honestly think large learning models can be the technology that do that. I think we've already seen that a little bit. I think, and other people would have a totally different opinion to me, I think OpenAI's version 5 was, I think it was pushed by OpenAI. The expectations were ridiculous. And that was a lot caused by themselves. But I just don't think the launch of OpenAI 5 was as dramatic improvements in what people were expecting. And I think this is shown by the way Google with Gemini 3 by what I've listened to and watched have been able to catch up.
Yeah. Banana thing seems to be everyone's conversation lately.
Yeah. And I spent 2 hours trying to persuade that to do image in.
Save it for the next show.
Yeah. Gave up on that landscape. Well, I think we're in a good place to have a middle break. We will be back with some other great interviews that we did during 205 or right at the end of 204. Kurt cheated a little bit, but he's allowed to. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Updating plugins and themes shouldn't feel risky. That's why over 300,000 WordPress users trust WP Rollback. With just a click, you can safely roll back any plugin or theme. No manual file uploads and no downtime. And with WP Rollback Pro, you can download premium plugins and themes. Tools like Elementor, Gravity Forms, and more. Track every rollback you do with detailed activity logs. Protect your workflow and take the stress out of updates. Learn more at WPRollback.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
One, we're coming back, folks, from the middle break. Want to point out that if you want to support the show, go over to the WP Tonic YouTube channel. We have extended versions of these podcast interviews. A lot of our guests do bonus content with us. And you, by subscribing to the channel when we do one of these interviews, you're going to be updated. And you can watch the bonus content on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. So do that, and it really does support the show. Right, Kirk, over to you for our next interview.
So this is another one of my cheats, according to Jonathan. I kind of used a 12-month span instead of just 2025. And that's because even like to this day, I still think about the interview we did in 2024. It was episode number 934. We interviewed Jewel from WP Managed Ninjas. And, you know, as an agency, and I'm speaking for both Manana Nomaz and WP Tonic at this point, under both agencies, I've heavily relied on Fluent CRM, Fluent Form, Fluent Community. We use Fluent Support. It's just such a powerhouse, you know, plug-in house. And then to be able to talk to Jewel is like pretty cool. But then he is one of those like altruistic, transparent, easy to talk to, he's just a very fun person to have. And the focus of his show was his episode was going from a staff of 4 to 110. Like, what does it look like to scale your business from 4 people in the office to 110? And so that was just a really telling episode because, again, sometimes in this space we're having conversations about, oh, maybe WordPress is shrinking. Maybe this isn't going right, or maybe this is going wrong. Or it's like we're looking for the other shoe to drop. We're always looking for like what's the canary in the coal mine, right? For how long can we stay at the top of the list? But then you interview somebody like Jewel, who's positive, that's making new product, that's forging forward. I mean, just what, 6 weeks or 2 months ago, they came out with Fluent Cart. I just did an in-depth video on that product for Lifter LMS. Like, that was such a good interview, and I really enjoyed our time with him, and I look forward to having him back.
Well, he's actually is coming back in. We're going to do a special interview, hopefully in January, with him. Even though we're booked, he's asked to come on the show, and he's been extremely generous to me. Sweet. And everything you said about Jewel, I agree with. not only is he a very pleasant individual, he's been highly successful, just shows you that you don't have to be a dickhead to be highly successful, because there's a couple of people that are highly successful in the WordPress space and they're true dickheads. And I got to the stage where I thought, yeah, that's why you're not, because, you know, you've got to be a bit of a dickhead. But it's not true, because he's been hugely successful himself and his team. I think with the Fluent Car, it's on a different level, isn't it? You know, the ambition of what he's trying to build and do with Fluent Car is at a different level. It looks like it's a quality product. I trust him and his team. But the ambition and what you're trying to achieve with Fluent Car is at that different level, isn't it? I say that Fluent CRM is at a pretty, because it is obviously, I like WP Funnels and I like Fluent, but Fluent CRM is the, technically I see it just as good or slightly better than ActiveCampaign. So, that's a pretty big hurdle as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And on my backup list, in case we had, you know, too many crossovers, on my backup list was Sultan with WP Funnels. And you mentioned WP Funnels, right?
Yeah.
I think that's another...
Well, they've been very supportive, and I plan to do some videos on their product, new product, and create AMS. Different.
You know, the use case for WP Funnels and the use case for Fluent CRM, they're just different use cases, right? If, my goodness, if Fluent CRM did like landing page generation with their funnel builder, it would be a whole new world, I think. But WP Funnels is great for the landing pages.
And they're both quality companies, aren't they? So,
yeah.
On to my one. Slightly different, Brad Inlet. Hugely run, it's been a consultant outside. I like bringing people from the world of SaaS and general business, because I like mixing it up, folks. You know, I like bringing people from the WordPress space, but I also like to bring people in from the world of SaaS and from general business as well. I was quite impressed with Brad. You could tell that he had a lot of experience where he has. And he's consulted and worked with some of the largest companies. And he really pointed out that it is communication and process. And a lot of companies, small, medium and large, very large, don't have much of that. What were some of the, did it stick in your mind in a view at all? Or what's your own thoughts about this?
Yeah, I even went back and reviewed that episode to make sure I had my head on straight. He used the term culture a fair bit, and we did in the, and that's one of my buzzwords in my power sport and marine training kind of career path. So I always talk to, you know, dealerships. I say, hey, we have to fix your internal culture before we can institute, you know, process and customer relations and all these things. If you don't have a good internal culture, none of the processes you're trying to implement are going to stick. And so when the interview with Brad was going on, there was a lot of what do we call that? Like a lot of symbiotic kind of feelings, right? Like I was like, oh, him and I are on the same page. And it was really kind of a fun interview.
Yeah, because I've said the odd thing off cuff through the podcast, and I've paid a price for it, especially about 3 years ago. So it's over 3 years now. You got to, and I'm not being very good at this, you got to really watch what you say. Because I've said things off cuff because I thought I've got a small niche audience that have been with me years, but it has grown this year, which I'm very appreciative. And there's a lot more podcasts out there for people. But I also think, there's a hunger for original content out there. So I thought to myself, well, I'm only on a niche. Nobody really cares what I say. So I say, but they do. You got to be a bit careful what you say.
But they do.
But they do. And you say one thing and they never forgive you. It's, you know, so, and especially in leadership, this is what, especially economically or in your higher management and that, it has kind of family dynamics about it. You got to be very careful what you say, I think. But on the other hand, how do you not stop that so it becomes all very artificial? I think that's the challenge, isn't it?
Authenticity, yeah.
Where you got to be careful, but it doesn't stifle. It just becomes totally mechanical, doesn't it? The company and its corporate speak, and it's everywhere in America, Britain, in the West, probably global, isn't it?
Yeah, it's authenticity with not slitting your own throat is a interesting balancing act.
Yes, Kirk's much better at it than me. So over to you, Kirk.
All right. So what great timing. What great timing. Matt Medeiros is in the comments area. So Matt, good to see you. Kind of a friend of both of ours there. Episode 950. I'm going back to February on this one. And that's Mark Zemanski. So I brought Mark Zemanski up as one of my five favorites of the year.
Robin.
yeah, the Robin to the Batman himself, right? So the things I like about Mark, and I've had Mark on my own podcast, so I've interviewed Mark more than once. I've had conversations with Mark. I just love the fact that there's someone that's a little more youthful in the space, that's being active, proactive in the space. And I enjoy it. It's kind of like Christian, right? That guy with the long hair, Christian, that does a lot of YouTube stuff. It's like the youth, the engagement, the proactive nature. Sometimes I think Mark gets a little introspective, overthinks things a little bit. But when you interview him, he doesn't hide a bunch of stuff in folders. It's not like he's got a bunch of safes and folders locked up, right? You ask him questions and you get to see what he's thinking at the moment, which is something I really admire. And in the path for Mañana No Más in the coming year is, you know, we're going to be launching an apprenticeship program, working with younger people, trying to warm the bench, because there's a lot of people in the WordPress space, quite honestly, have some age on them. And I think it would be really cool to get some of these younger folks, especially coming out of these community colleges, to look at WordPress as an option instead of, you know, Webflow or vibe coding or some of the other things that they're talking about right now. So Mark to me is one of the stellar personalities that rises to the top.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed Mark seeing as a friend. I kind of was humming and hawing to have Mark Matt Medeiros on my list. Always enjoy the conversations with Matt. He's been on the show a couple of times. I think they've been great discussions. And I see Matt as a friend. I don't know if he sees me as a friend, but I'd see him as a friend. I don't agree with everything Matt says, but he definitely doesn't agree with everything I say. It's always funny having Matt on the Round Table show because I can always tell he's in two minds. What the hell am I on here for? But you've got to keep it a little bit edgy. I think, Matt, I have calmed down, haven't I, Matt? I think truly I have calmed down a bit. Have I calmed down a bit, Kurt?
I think if we were to look at episodes from 2-3 years ago to today, it's a night and day difference, man.
Yeah, I've learned, especially the Round Table show. You got to be very, very careful what you say if you're a podcaster, because it's out there. And that's the funny thing about it, isn't it? We hardly get any engagement. I get engagement on the WP Tonic. I'm going to be doing more stuff on X and probably on TikTok next year, trying to get more engagement because I love a chat. But I love podcasting, but it's very difficult to get any engagement with it until people go like, until you say something and then you get loads of engagement, don't you? But it's the wrong type of engagement, isn't it?
Now, well, you've got one more guest to unveil on this wrap up.
Yeah, it's another friend of the show, somebody I really admire, very helpful guy, built up a really good niche business with his brother, was in the management of Kinster. Really love Kinster. I do appreciate them and Tom and the Kinster team sponsoring WP Tonic this year. Hopefully they might consider sponsoring it next year a little bit. Yeah, that's Brian Jackson, and his brother, and their plug-in that helps with speed. Just being a consistent friend of the show, I probably will touch base with Brian, have him come back in the beginning of the new year. Always great interviews, very knowledgeable. What do you reckon, Kurt?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going to pick like Brian Jackson or like Brian Gardner. Like, I thought between the two you would be...
Well, I really love Brian Gardner, but he's not the easiest person to interview, to be truthful. Not because he's not friendly, he's super friendly, but he's just very wise in what he says. He doesn't want to... So
he's in charge of WP.
I don't blame him. But, yeah, maybe I've been ungracious there, but love Brian. But Brian Jackson, he's got his own plug-in, he's doing his own thing. But he's not mean, is he? You know, he's never gone out and attacked people, and I honestly don't think I think it's my English humour. I call it humour, but my sarcasm has got me in a little bit of trouble. Or what do you reckon, Kurt?
No. I don't even think you've really gotten in trouble. That 3 years ago thing is water under the bridge, and you've been safe.
I've plodded along, haven't I? Yeah. So what's your thoughts about Brian Jackson?
Again, I go back to, brilliant, right? Like, we're picking the top interviews that we've done. Friendly, brilliant, successful plug-in company. For me, it kind of steps out that he's just very matter of fact about the product that he makes, the product that he has. And I didn't get the same, gosh, like you pulled up Dustin from Magi, like he gave us the, hey, I was really down in the dumps. I thought, things were getting pretty desperate.
The bank account was,
yeah.
So my wife did have a fantastic job. It was looking fantastic.
So we don't get that kind of a story from Brian Jackson, but I liken it to, my journeys in faith, right? People say, oh, my testimony sucks because I don't have a, getting blinded on the path to Damascus story. and not everybody needs a blinded on the path to Damascus story, right? It's like your story is your story. And Brian Jackson's just a fun guy to have on the show and talk to.
Oh, I just want to say about something that you might not know about Kirk. Kirk's really shown he's a very trustworthy, we don't agree on everything, and I do listen to Kirk's input, but he's shown with the work that he's done at WP Tonic, he's totally trustworthy. Because we've had to deal with some difficult clients during 2025, but I think with Kirk's help, we have done it professionally. As professionally as we could do, couldn't we, Kirk?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you do learn things. But Brian, I think, what he's done in with his company, with his brother, has been fantastic, isn't it? I think they've got a level where it's successful and they're getting the lifestyle that they want from it. Unlike me, Brian won't have to be working until he's dead. So unless I turn things around, which I hope to, God help me. But there we go. But so any other people that you'd like to mention? Because we've got another 10 minutes really before we call it a day. You've got to be off just before 10, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. There were people that popped up. I mentioned Sultan with WP Funnels. We also mentioned Matt Medeiros. Just for the record, Matt Medeiros is not on my list because that would sure look like I was shining on to him. I do another project.
Oh, terrible. That would be shocking, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I do another project with him called Agency Action with Toby Crines. And that's a really fun project that we do together.
You've done a great job there with that podcast. Toby's a great co-host with you.
He is, I think,
well, you're a joint host, aren't you?
Yeah. I think there's just an energy there that's great. I already mentioned Katie Keith, right? But when Katie Keith comes, there's always a heightened level of energy and perspective. She is someone that, again, another personality that I've had the pleasure of spending personal time with. And, you know, her and I got together at WordCamp, had a really great discussion over a couple of beverages. And she's got a way of seeing things and a way of being transparent about what she sees that I think gives people another insight to business. Like, I think I'm trying to say this in a way that makes sense to other people. She's got a way of seeing things that is a different perspective, but she can also communicate that perspective, which a lot of people struggle with. So, and she shares it. She follow her on X. She's very transparent about what she does with her company.
I think the big challenge for WordPress in 2026 is, can it still be relevant? You know, obviously it's driving between 43, 45. It might be less than that, depending on what measurement you want to take. But can it still be relevant in an age of AI and increasing competition in the SaaS arena? You know, AI is a threat to SaaS. You know, obviously there's a number of micro SaaS-like companies out there. I'm going to be talking about one of those that's come on my radar in our other podcast. But as the AI, like OpenAI and the other ones, will they combine these niche areas so they stifle the oxygen out for these micro AI companies?
Yeah.
We don't know, but how will WordPress, can WordPress, you know, I think what has kept it going is in the agency space, it's still seen as one of the number one tools out there. And I think in the do-it-yourself small business, they're going to do it themselves. I think it's been challenged a lot by Wix and Squarespace. I think the biggest challenge for WordPress is the way that Shopify and how Woo is seen. So it does face some big challenges, I think, especially in the e-commerce. There's a lot it could do, because I think I wouldn't want to build a successful e-commerce business on Shopify. It's not that I've got anything wrong with Shopify. I would want the maximum control over my major. If I was an e-commerce business, I would want maximum control. What do you think?
Well, this is a very difficult thing to say, and I don't want to be some kind of poo-poo or negative kind of person. But I think WordPress does a really great job. And this is what we see in the power sports industry of preaching to the choir, right? If you're already in the space, if you're already an agency, if you're already, you know, aware of WordPress, WordPress does a great job of trying to keep you in that environment, right? But when you get outside of a normal WordPress run event, when you go to something that is a digital marketing, you know, a generalist kind of assembly, a lot of folks in the SaaS space, they look down on WordPress. They're like, oh, you're using WordPress? You're still using, it's so old. You're still using WordPress? And I think I'm putting words in their mouth, but I think at the higher end of the WordPress, you know, pyramid, I think those folks are like, oh, we've already got 43% of the internet. We've got it. You know, these other people are just, you know, sands on the beach to us. And I think that's a dangerous perspective to have, because when I talk at the high schools and the community colleges, the kids in this age range, most of them have never even heard of WordPress, let alone used it. And that's why I've geared my apprentice program towards younger people, because if we're not warming the bench, if we're not reaching out to new audiences and new people, where's it going to go? We're all going to age out.
Well, yeah, but I think it is how WordPress can move forward and still be relevant to e-commerce, to people. I talk to some friends who run digital agencies, but they're really dealing with small businesses.
Yeah.
That, like somebody like you, like Toby or a middle range agency, they probably would be out the price range where you've got a content writer, you've got a graphic designer, you've got a 4, 5, 10, 20 person agency. These size businesses aren't going to go. They're going to a freelancer, one person agency, a two person agency. I see that where Squarespace and Wix are encroaching, you know.
Yeah.
I think WordPress could do things that could make the situation a lot better. We'll have to see. So where can people find out more about you and what you're up to, Kurt?
Business is at Mañana No Más. I'm Mañana No Más on all the socials and mañananomás.com. And if you want to connect with me individually, the best place to do that is on LinkedIn. I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn. So when you find me, you know you've got the right guy.
Yeah, and join Kirk on LinkedIn. Say you heard him on the podcast. If you really want to support the show, folks, give us a review. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify on your mobile device, it's really easy to leave a review. It's one of the major ways that new people find the show. So if you can, good, bad, or indifferent, point out my deficiencies. There's some people on X have been really... They found it very easy to point out my deficiencies. I accept them, folks. I'm only a human being, not perfect like them. but leave us a review, folks. That would be much appreciated. We'll see you next week with another fantastic interview. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it. Why not visit the Mastermind Facebook group? And also to keep up with the latest news, click wp-tonic.com/newsletter. We'll see you next time.